You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Lots of folks southbound to spend the holidays with family and friends south of the border. You can bet on that. There are the usual warnings about traveling through regions where there's considerable cartel violence. Well, now the Mexican Senate has taken a big step toward deploying the army on the streets, perhaps indefinitely. Critics are worried that this is the start of a de facto militarization of Mexico. Alfredo Corchado is Mexico Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News. Welcome.
Thank you, David.
So, in a nutshell, why should those of us on this side of the border care about this pending law?
Well, I don't think anyone wants to live next to an unstable neighbor. And I think Mexico's basically, by passing this law, is conceding that, hey, after 11 years, more than 200,000 people killed in this drug war, we just don't have an answer yet.
There are a lot of people who would say this isn't giving up. This is just legalizing what the country has already done on an ad hoc basis. And furthermore, what are the options if we don't bring in the military at this juncture? Continued lawlessness?
No, and you're right. I mean, Mexico has been using the military for the last 11 years. But a few years ago, I mean, it was maybe a handful of states that were under the control of cartels, or maybe control is too strong a word. Maybe it was more like they were influenced by cartels. These days, it's something like 27 of the 32 states that have been affected by drug violence. So that, you know, it's a situation that's rapidly deteriorating. Some would say that the violence has increased because of the role of the military.
Well, let's back up and talk a little bit about something else that I mentioned a little earlier, and that is we've seen the militarization in places like Argentina and Chile in years past. Is that overstating the possibility or the what could actually happen in Mexico? I mean, you do have elections coming up, right?
No, you do have elections this July. Mexico has had a long history of human rights abuses. I mean, just to give one example, Ayotzinapa, 43 students missing. There's been all these questions about the role of the military. Just recently, the military was accused of egregious human rights violations in the state of Guadalajara. So the military once had this reputation as being the good guys and so forth. But many of the experts I've talked to on both sides of the border say, you know, that has changed dramatically. Just this deep corruption, political corruption.
But at the same time, and I want to get back to those elections, because you do have opposition candidates who've been fielded. Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, for example, he's the leftist candidate. Is it not possible, conceivable, that with a new government that you're going to see perhaps people trying to roll back the military presence in the streets?
Absolutely. And he's already made that clear, saying, you know, this is going too far. We need to rein him in. We need to focus much more on building a solid civil community.
Well, let me ask one more question, and maybe this is out of left field, but I think it has to be asked. We've had leaders in Venezuela, comes to mind immediately, leftists, socialist candidates, who have used their authority to crack down on a lot of civilian freedoms. Is there the possibility, is it being discussed, that were the leftist candidate to succeed in the upcoming elections, these new laws could give him unprecedented power?
There are concerns, but I tell you what he's done so far, and it's early, it's very early in the campaign. I mean,
right.
He is, he's positioned himself with much more moderates. He's trying to learn, I think, from the last two times he's run for office. And you always have that Hugo Chavez stigma. Hugo Chavez has been Andrés Manuel López Obrador's constant shadow, but in talking to American officials, they insist that they have yet to see any signs that would point that this guy would be an Hugo Chavez. But that's certainly the way his opponents are trying to portray him.
What's happening next? I mentioned the reconciliation. How soon could this militarization become law?
As early as next week. I mean, President Peña Nieto said at one point, we want to listen to society, take their views into account, but I'm ready to sign. I mean, I think they're hoping that by the end of next week, this is a law.
Alfredo Corchado is Mexico Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks so much for helping us to understand what is obviously a very complex situation right now. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, David.